News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey there. Today is March 20th, 2021. Melissa, we made it. Can you imagine that?
And it's earlier.
And And also, we're going to hear about the Archaeology Museum's pottery collection today. Sounds kind of like, what's that? Okay, we'll let you know. Anyway, welcome to the El Paso History Radio Show. We've got this on KTSM AM 690, as always, in El Paso. And it's streaming live on television on the Facebook page, El Paso History Radio Show. Also streaming live on the Facebook page, Remember in El Paso When. And this is the place where we say, Texas history begins in El Paso.
Excuse me.
Song out of that.
I got to sing it.
Your turn.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, we want people to also know that they can listen to the show live online at ktsmradio.com by clicking on the Listen Live link, and there you can hear the show almost anywhere there's an internet service. And we're also part of the iHeartRadio Network group, so that's one of the reasons you can hear us everywhere. So.
It's a cool thing, and we normally have been talking about our sponsors at the first part of the show. I was told to put them in the middle and tone it down a bit, so... Or charge them an extra commercial. I don't think I want to do it. They don't. If anybody wants one, we'll get you.
They're local business.
But that's cool. Anyway, so you got a history moment going?
Yes, we do. It's about a woolly discovery at the site of Loretto Academy.
A woolly. I already know what that is. Anyway, got you March 20th, as we say, and it's the Archaeology Museum Director Jeff Romney happens to be here. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good to be back.
Welcome here. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
Wave at the camera. Hello.
That's right. I got a camera in the corner over there. And so you see yourself over here on Facebook coming back. It's a real thing here what we've been doing. And we've been doing television on radio. So welcome to that mess. It's a different thing we do.
You don't call it television anymore. You're live streaming.
Yeah, it looks like TV to me.
Purists will get you.
In fact, I'm gonna share this on my own couple of pages here because I think we need to spread the wealth out here. But the thing about this radio show, a year now we had one show preempted because Talk El Paso had to talk about all the stuff they were doing with the pandemic.
Yeah, Talk El Paso.
But we've actually been live in the studio for the duration.
Since the very beginning.
And we were probably one of the few things in El Paso that stayed consistent.
Yeah.
And I decided to do it like you did, to come in here and get onto this because, you know, we needed something that was the same as the whole world basically turned upside down for so many people. It's still kind of upside down for a lot of people.
And we garnered a lot of new listeners, because of it.
They had nothing else to do.
But I'm glad they found us. But, I mean, it was great because it was kind of like a support. Because, like, same thing we did at Keystone. We wanted to keep open to help people in their own ways. You know, get out into the fresh air, listen to the radio show, and learn some history, something exciting and new.
The thing is that we're giving people a chance to learn their history. Because, frankly, you don't get it in the El Paso schools. Now, Jeff, you grew up in another country, didn't you?
I did. I grew up in northwestern Chihuahua, Mexico. It's a town called Colonia Juarez.
Juarez. And it's not in Juarez.
No, it's about 4 hours southwest of here.
And so that is the place of the Romney clan. That's where you're from.
Yeah.
We can talk about that or not. I mean, you probably get that all the time. Uncle Mitten, et cetera. But anyway, the thing is, the first time I ran into you, you were at the Art Museum of El Paso.
Yeah, I served as the director of development there for about 10 years. And then in 2016, I was promoted to the museum supervisor up here at the Archaeology Museum. So
I'm so glad they did.
Well, thank you.
They said, get out of town. You said, not quite. So you went out to
the
Northeast.
He did. He went to the Northeast part of town, the good part of town.
what is your background training-wise to be in the archaeology business?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in anthropology with an emphasis on Southwest archaeology and Native American studies. I was in the master's program at Brigham Young University for a while. I haven't finished my master's yet, but it's a goal I have to finish that soon.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Even online maybe, huh?
Well, it's all about money. I'm still paying off my bachelor's, so as soon as that's done, I can hit the master's.
That's because of a high-paying position with the city of El Paso. Yeah,
just roll that loan over a little longer,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, there's a number of reasons to talk to you about the Museum of Archaeology. We hadn't stirred their sticks up in a while. And the El Paso Archaeological Society, I'm not sure who to call anymore there. We have gotten them in a few times. But you've been on here a few times, and when we've discussed things, it's been fascinating to hear your reach of knowledge. I mean, we range from Casas Grandes up to Mesa Verde, down to somewhere in Mexico, and then all over here, Chihuahuan Desert. And the idea I was having is that we haven't heard from the Museum of Archaeology in a while. I'm thinking, are you guys still out there? Yeah, I hope you are. You are.
We are still out there, yes. We are currently closed to the public. This week will be about a year now since we've been closed due to COVID. But we keep busy. We've been working on exhibits and helping the other museums out, the Art Museum and the History Museum, working with the airport and other places.
We got an exhibit out there?
I'm working on an exhibit that will open up in a few weeks.
Oh, great.
Out at the El Paso International Airport. And it will have a few artifacts from this region. And we're going to have a bunch of really great photographs, also of petroglyphs and other paintings and stuff in the area.
Cool.
that should be a nice addition to people's experience as they arrive at the airport.
When is the museum supposed to open again?
You know, there hasn't been any dates specified, so I don't know.
And you lost your right-hand crazy man. I can call him that. He was the addle guy, the archery guy, right?
George, yes, our former curator, George Malouf, has accepted a position with the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh, really?
Federal government job, and he will be moving to Arizona.
Arizona somewhere.
Oh.
The Safford, Arizona area.
So there may be a position open. You never can tell.
And that's a beautiful part of Arizona.
And you may have to do a whole job. Who knows? In the meantime, we've got the Museum of Archaeology director here, Jeff Romney. Jeff, you and I talked about this during the week and what to do. We also have a bunch of pictures that you sent me. We'll get those up in a minute. But let's start with what's there. You said there were like three main pottery groups represented in the Museum of Archaeology.
Well, actually, what I meant was cultural groups.
Culture, that's what I was asking.
Yeah, we have Ancestral Pueblo, formerly known as the Anasazi.
Anasazi, okay.
Up in the Four Corners area. We also have the Mogollon, which is broken down into several different branches like the Membres, Casas Grandes, the Jornada Mogollon.
Okay, answer me this. What's a Mogollon?
Mogollon is basically the name of a New Mexico governor back in the day.
Really?
And so
is that an Indian tribe?
No. So that's where the word comes from, is a Mogollon. In English, we say it Mogollon, but Mogollon.
Well, if the guy had been named Smith, we would have gone with that.
Yeah, would have.
Maybe so.
Oh, really? I thought it was something really cool and ancient and ancestral, and it's a guy.
Yeah.
Who was a New Mexico governor.
But it ends up being used in terms with artifacts found up on the Mogollon in that.
Yeah, there's the Mogollon Rim.
Yeah.
And that's a core area where the Mogollon people used to live, the highland.
Yeah. Used to camp there.
Is that Anasazi? Is that Anasazi we got up there now?
No, what we're looking at there in the middle of the picture is Casas Grandes pottery, which is a branch of the Mogollon people.
Okay. And we need Anasazi, I think. Mr. Control Room is Andrew J. Polkin, and we thank you for pushing the buttons and getting us on the air. And he's doing the Facebook. Without him, we couldn't do this Facebook stuff.
Oh, I know.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we got
thank
that
you.
Tiny little camera in the corner. Hello. We've ordered some more equipment, but it's back ordered.
Yeah.
And frankly, also, we were looking for some help financially to get that done. If you want to donate to a nonprofit, give me a call. I mean, we have a nonprofit that will put money through here.
Yeah, look at our paycheck. Nonprofit.
Well,
nada.
Well, you and I, we don't get paid by the station. We're volunteers here. Now, I get a commission on what I sell, and I've sold a bunch of stuff here. But in the meantime, the point is, we could use some help on buying better equipment. And there is a nonprofit. I mean, Bernie said he would help me out on two of his nonprofits to buy some better equipment. And you know what you can do? There's the, what is that? Let me see. What is my email here? It's
EP History.
No, something like that. What is it? Yeah, EP History 690.
There we go.
At gmail.com. EP History 690, gmail.com. If you need to send a message on the show or talk to me about doing a nonprofit donation, I mean, you can get a tax write-off for this stuff. I'm looking straight at the camera. I'm not used to doing that. Anyway, Jeff Romney, tell us about some of the collections that we have here. The Anasazi, doesn't that mean old people, ancient people?
It does. It also has a derivative that some interpret to mean ancient enemy as well.
Enemy.
Yeah. So
who made this up? Spanish?
Well, Anasazi is no. This Anasazi is a term. I believe it's a Navajo word.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it we don't call it Anasazi anymore. We refer to it as ancestral Puebloan.
Yeah, because some of the tribes got a little bit upset, like the Hopis and the Zunis. When I was working up there, that they didn't care for that.
You call them that? They don't like that?
Yeah, because it's a Navajo term, and it was kind of like they didn't want it to represent them. So
this is one here. Now, you remember this feed is about a minute behind the live show, but that's an Anasazi.
The Hopi also refer to the ancients as the Hisatsunam.
Who?
The Hisatsunam. It's another term, but
I've heard that one
in anthropology and in archaeology we call them the ancestral Puebloan people now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what you're looking at there is on the screen on Facebook is
a minute later. Remember that. This is a minute old feed when you see it.
Oh,
here.
There's a lag. Yeah, well, you're going to see a black and white jug there that's from the Chacoan period.
Do you know where this came from?
It would have come from the northwestern corner of New Mexico, that area.
But not specifically.
We do not know specifically.
Okay.
No.
Okay, because a lot of the pottery that comes down from ancient times to your museum. There's a museum in Truth or Consequences. You've probably been through that one.
Yeah.
Geronimo Springs Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a lot of stuff up there. My goodness. But it's not cataloged as well as yours, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, your government help. They're just volunteers up there.
Yeah. Now, quick question. On the pottery, now you talk about Casas Grandes. That's always the one you seem to hear the most. Were there any other areas of northern Mexico going closer to Juarez and to the border that would have been another type of pottery, or was it just all pretty much put back to that grouping down there at Casas Grandes?
You know, right here in the El Paso area, where we sit now, is kind of a crossroads, if you will, of different cultural traditions. This was the heartland of the Jornada Mogollon people, which we're all pretty well familiar with. They did have extensive trade, from what we can tell, with the Casas Grandes people. The Jornada Mogollon also went a little bit further south of El Paso, kind of down to about the Ascension, Chihuahua area, you know, maybe 50 miles south of Ciudad Juarez. And that's where the Casas Grandes tradition kind of picks up.
How can this be called Mogollon culture as clearly as you call it if it was a governor of New Mexico named Mogollon that named it? It used to be called something else before he showed up.
Well, sure. We're not sure what they called themselves, but yeah, they absolutely would have had their own terms.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And also, you had El Paso polychrome vessels. I've heard that term.
Yes, and those were produced by the Jornada Mogollon people. And that pottery, we don't have a whole lot of examples at the museum. We have maybe 8 really nice pieces. What makes that pottery very interesting is that the temper, the material that was put in the clay to make it cohesive, is very sandy, and so it tends to be brittle, and it doesn't tend to survive the ages as well as other pottery types.
Okay.
And so it's not all that common to find, you know, whole ceramic vessels, but we do have about 8 really nice pieces at the museum.
And some of the, you got to be careful, by the way, this table, every time you put your hand down,
it makes a noise.
You hit it with your breath, and the thing vibrates.
All right.
But anyway, we're still, part of this radio station was built in the Anasazi period. I'm thinking.
Part of the what?
The radio station.
The equipment was, for sure, and the petroglyphs we have on the wall.
No, it's not that bad, but I mean, we do have a connection here. When you do that, I'll do it on the, see, you do that on the TV.
I'll keep my hands to myself.
Then. Andrew, you got a call there? Where's my thing here? Hey, Raul, we got time for Raul on the radio. Raul, we're going to break here. Raul, what's on your mind, dude?
Hey, guys, I want to know if your expert there knows whether the Native Americans practice monogamy, polygamy, or polyandry.
All those.
Well, that's an interesting question. All of the above. It depends on the group. Depends on the region. But, yeah, there was a...
What's dominant? Like Apaches did what?
It was not uncommon for men to have multiple wives. Certainly. There are other groups, not necessarily in our area, but where women had multiple husbands. And there were other groups still that just, you know, had one man, one woman.
Anyway, it was a whole bunch of kids showed up out of that, no doubt.
there was a variety of cultural traditions. I mean, there were thousands of tribes in just in the North American sector of this continent. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of different traditions that varied greatly.
Hey, Raul, what tribe are you in?
The Western tribe.
There you go. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it.
You bet.
You take care of you.
He was wrong. The Southwestern. There we go.
It is what it is. We're taking a break here. Jeff Romney's in the house talking about pottery, but also the cultures behind that. I don't think we didn't get through the Anasazi people, did we?
No, we just started talking about it.
We got more to do on those dudes because there's some ancient, whatever they call ancient people. All right, taking a break here. I got to tell you, we've got a trivia contest today.
Oh, that's right.
Look
that's
at
right.
This.
Whoops. Oh,
look at this. Look at this.
I know what it is.
Look at this on. No, you can't say it.
I know.
On TV, we've got this here. What is this? Read them what that is there, Jeff. You can't win it because you're announced today.
Well, it looks like this is a gift certificate to Pepe's Mexican restaurant.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
And you can buy a whole bunch of food with that if I give it to you. But you got to answer a question. And we're going to have that probably about 30 minutes after the first hour here.
That'll be good.
I just want to let people know there's a trivia contest
coming.
So
get ready, folks.
For the first time in a long time. So anyway, we're going to take a break here. Jeff Romney's here. We'll take the – what do you got, comments? Oh, Marshall Carter. Checking in from Wendy El Paso. What else you got?
I haven't – I'm busy posting the live link.
Okay. We got Roberto Corral. Good morning, folks. Marshall Carter, Lauren Tain, Northeast El Paso, Kyotera Apache here.
Oh, all right.
Somebody from Northeast El Paso says they're an Apache. Rod Caldwell, we don't know what tribe he's from. Oh, he's from the Las Cruces and Mesilla, New Mexico
tribe. Yes, he is. He's a Pampas, Texas
I've met the grass. Anyway, Angie Salazar from Colorado, as always. And Kelly Lane, Tulsa. That's the Kelly Lane.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Hi, Kelly.
I remember when she went down with Alice Abbott or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I got to.
You shot her.
She shot me.
Well, somebody shot
I was
somebody.
Alice. She was Anna
Harry
Clark.
Kirk is on here. I'll just read them all. Victor Lusanio Guzman, all the way from Anthony, New Mexico. Hey, a lot going on here. Taking a break here. Call
we need,
what?
We need to explain getting shot. It was Six Guns and Shady Ladies gunfight reenactment we did for a video.
So. They were blanks. I was there. I recorded it. But it's on the video. In fact, that video is online if you want to go see it. I'll tell you about that after the break.
Okay.
But call us up if you think it's a necessary item in your life.
Yes, it's 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This is Andrew J. Polk with News Radio 690 KTSM. The COVID-19 coronavirus is still spreading in our community, and anyone who has been exposed or is showing symptoms is asked to get tested. Information on free testing is available at epstrong.org. Find details on how to register for the vaccine at epcovidvaccine.com. eprenthelp.org has resources for tenants and landlords on rental assistance, and epbusinessstrong.org has details on grant and loan funding. From the News Radio 690 KTSM News Desk, I'm Andrew J. Polk.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
You've heard of cancel culture. They want to ban Dr. Seuss books from our schools. And some want monuments for George Washington and Thomas Jefferson removed. If you're fed up with cancel culture, watch Newsmax TV. Each night this week, Newsmax exposes the dangerous agenda of cancel culture. Tune in tonight for Blockbuster Shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. You'll be surprised by what you see. Everyone is talking about Newsmax, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your operator. Tell them you want it. Newsmax is also free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and platforms like Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, and more. And download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anywhere. Every day, check Newsmax.com for breaking news and watch Newsmax TV for the news you need to know. Millions are watching. So can you.
The journey on the path to spiritual enlightenment is personal. And as you'll hear on the Astray podcast, it can also be deadly. Join filmmaker Caroline Slaughter on the podcast as she uncovers the disappearances and deaths that have befallen Westerners who have taken a spiritual pilgrimage to India.
Don't go to India because this is a Venus flytrap for your vulnerability.
Listen to Astray on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, nobody sent the email yet donating $5,000 to us, but I'm serious. We could get you a tax.
No winning lottery
we
tickets.
We could get you a tax write-off for that. That's if you got too much money, let us know. And that's ephistory690@gmail.com. And that's what you can do on that. But also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/ElPasoHistoryTV. I've got all my El Paso goals up there, the DVDs we made for years and tried to make money on. Didn't ever do anything more than like pay the phone bill. God bless them. That's hard work in this town. But we got a bunch of, and they're evergreens. I mean, we did Waco Tanks. That's not going to change a whole lot. Legends of the Mountains, they come and they go, but that video's still out there.
They'll be here a lot longer than we are.
Last tour of the El Paso Smelter, you don't need to do that twice. I mean, you know, there's a lot of videos we made out there that you can see for free on YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. Also on there, the 20 segments we did for ABC television with Bernie Sargent. That was a hoot, man. That was work. But what we did was me and Bernie and Andrew sometimes went around with a camera and did 20 segments on things that made sense to kind of explain El Paso. And the last one, the last segments of four that we did were the three mission churches. One is a Presidio Chapel and the Valley, plus the one in Juarez. And by then we had the drone working. So you can see some really cool stuff on there, all for free. And that's on a play channel there, on a playlist on a YouTube channel. In addition to that, we've had a comment on YouTube on the documentary Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso. They liked how much attention we paid to the detail and all that. Anyway, El Paso History TV out there on YouTube. What do you got?
Well, you don't want to miss the Honorary Council of Spain for El Paso, Martha Vera, as she shares her in-depth research on the mysterious nun called the Lady in Blue, who would appear and speak to the early peoples of the Americas while never leaving her convent in Spain. Go figure that one out. Martha's detailed...
She had Facebook.
That's right.
No, yeah.
She just, here I am. Martha's detailed research encompasses both the Southwest and Spain. The webinar will be tomorrow, March 21st at 4 p.m., and you can register to watch at the culturalheritagesociety.com website. And this webinar is presented by the Cultural Heritage Society of Camino Real Tierra Adentro, a new nonprofit corporation formed by Al Borrego of San Elizario. And Al will be a guest on the show next month to tell us more about this new nonprofit and its mission to promote area history.
Al's always into something, so we back Al because Al's back in the whole region.
We always like people that promote the history.
Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. We got one sitting here named Jeff Romney. Jeff, thanks for coming in here today. I was kind of surprised, but here you are. Because we are allowed to have guests, but not really. So here you are.
Well, thanks for having me.
He's appearing like the Lady in Blue. He's just He's not really here. He's not really here.
Okay, no. Management, he's not really here. That's not him in the corner of the picture. But no, Jeff, we appreciate you being here, director of the Museum of Archaeology. Also, I got your compadre at the Border Patrol Museum coming in at the end of May.
Oh, good.
They've got some anniversary that they do every year, and they're getting big excited about it. He may have an event. And poor old Border Patrol, man, those guys are working too hard now.
Yeah.
The guys at the museum got time to talk to us. The rest of them are too busy being daycare people. Good Lord. Don't go there. Anyway, so the point about what you have in the Museum of Archaeology, we got a short segment here. Let's talk about it briefly. You are in a location of 17 acres cleared from ordnance on the Casner Range. They had to clear the road of ordnance to make that in and go across the mountain.
Right.
So somebody said, hey, why don't we clear a little bit more and do a couple of museums? The name of that area is the Wilderness Park.
Correct, yeah.
Do you know the history of the Wilderness Park people?
A little, yeah.
They formed to basically one guy. They saw a guy bulldozing the top of Mount Franklin. It used to be exactly 7,200 feet. It is now on the map to 7,192. He took 8 feet off, shoving it down, so they could put a TV transmitter up there and hit Las Cruces.
Yeah.
And by the time he got the bulldozer up there a couple of times, somebody figured out that going up there every night took the distributor cap home. I know the guy who did that. I also know the guy who drove the bulldozer. And I corroborated, oh, yeah, that did happen. So finally the guy said, okay, this is hard work. And the Wilderness Coalition formed city council and got city council to stop it. Do you know the rest of the story? They annexed it. City council annexed the property, declared it city property, and they said, hey, you can't build here. Well, of course, the guy sued him, and he ended up trading the city of El Paso. $400,000 cash he paid for North Mount Franklin all the way to the state line, and he got a $12 million land deal in Horizon City. Dick Knapp.
Yeah.
You know that story.
I've heard parts of it, yeah.
Oh, I had him tell it to me. We put that in the video, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, if you want to go see it. You can see that for free on YouTube. All right.
Nice.
Anything you want to mention? I just thought we needed to tell that story here. That's enough of it. You got the details. But you sit in the Wilderness Park, and that's why it got there.
Yeah.
Because Fred Hervey, the man who runs Circle K and KSET and all those things, and Mayor of El Paso, he had the money. So he made him clear it. He built the building. He had the History Museum originally out at the end of the rainbow on East El Paso.
Yeah. There's a big plaque on the museum wall that mentions Mr. Hervey.
He did it.
Yeah.
Great guy. Anyway. Taking a break here because Andrew said so. And it's
the boss man.
You got any more comments? You got Mary Jo up there, and now I see Rick Kern has checked in.
Yeah, Rick Kern.
Oh, you said hi, cousin Ricky.
Yes.
That was getting too crazy in
here. I know. Rod from Pampas, Texas. I said, does that make you a Pampas man?
Well, you know, I don't want to know about that. We covered that already. But also, we've got people. You have some friends in California that regularly listen, Arizona
some
types.
Some families and such.
So we are getting out there. So, yo, y'all, look on at us on Facebook.
We're all over the country, and I know we've got Uzbekistan was my favorite. Favorite listeners.
That really was. You know, I knew it was real because they asked us to give them some giveaways.
Yeah.
They gave us their address.
I sent them.
You really?
Yeah, I sent them a KTSM mug.
Huh.
I never didn't come back, so you must have got that.
Yeah, so I must have got it. So we've got fans in Uzbekistan.
All right, look at us on Facebook. Shall we be back in a moment? Let's be back in a moment, Andrew. Hit the button.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
When it comes to protecting our family from COVID, my wife and I are on it.
Yeah, and our son loves the outdoors, which is great for all of us.
So we're experts at things like social distancing in the park.
And you won't see us hanging out indoors with our friends.
But now there are new forms of the virus, and they're spreading quickly. So we started wondering, are we doing enough?
Turns out, we are.
Hey look, as long as your mask fits well, it still helps protect against the new forms of the virus, too.
Yeah, giving people at least 6 feet of space, that still works.
And avoiding crowds cuts our risk of exposure even more. We'll get vaccinated when it's our turn. But now's not the time to let our guard down.
Not even a bit. It's how we're helping protect our family. And yours too.
We can do this. Learn more at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Of exposing your retirement to stock market risk. How would you like to participate in stock market gain, but never stock market losses? Join Lawrence Castillo for the Safe Money Income Radio Show on Saturday at 9 a.m. on News Radio 690 KTSM.
Find out the best tips and techniques to get your home sold and get the latest in real estate trends this week with your host, Brian Birds, Sunday at 7:30 on El Paso's News Radio Station 690 KTSM AM.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
At this very moment, the biggest stars in music are clearing their calendars. Travel arrangements are being made because on Thursday, May 27th, they'll be on stage in person at our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Awards.
And the iHeartRadio Music Award goes to...
Join us as we celebrate the songs and artists you loved and listened to the most on iHeartRadio in 2020. Our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Awards, Thursday, May 27th. Watch it live on Fox.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, call my name. I better do something here. Okay, Celebration of Our Mountains. The 2021 programs are underway. March 27th, 10 a.m., they're going to walk a paved portion of the Playa Drain. How exciting could that possibly be? I have no idea.
I love walking drains.
Do you? It begins at Chauver Park. Get a hold of Diego over there, diegotolbert@gmail.com. And they're going to do a conjunction with Paso del Norte Trail Ambassadors and Live Action El Paso. Who the heck are all these people? They're going to go walking together down there and having a great time. So 525-7364, call up Diego. His real name is Jim. 525-7364. His middle name is Diego.
I know. Well, we got to throw it at him.
Yeah, read
your stuff. I just want. You know, I wanted to remind our listeners to support our advertisers and our friends at Monterey Asset Management, a top property management company for over 35 years, is one of those sponsors. And he has a new website. It's the numeral one, ep.com. And you can learn more about them by calling by going to their site or calling them at 915-592-4549. Now, Mission Del Rey Southwest has been a longtime supporter, is located at 1421 Lee Trevino Drive, and is open today and every day except Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mission Del Rey has an excellent selection of Native American jewelry, Southwest decor for your home or office, and so much more. You can also order online at missiondelrey.com. And for more information, call them at 915-440-2140. Bay's Restaurant in Canutillo is home of the famous
one and only
margarita. And is open every day except Monday for in-house dining, takeout, or catering. Pepe's is located at 6761 Donovan Drive in Canutillo. And Pepe's phone number is 915-877-2152. And looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then you need to call Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services, a one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. Just ring up Pat at 915-588-1850 or visit their website, legacyelpaso.com. And we will have a new sponsor next month, but guess who it is?
That's the thing. I'll give you this coupon if you can guess who it is. Here's the first clue from last week. Go ahead.
Oh, clue number one was Orizaba.
O-R-I-Z-A-B-A.
Right.
Okay, this will help you out. Second clue?
Is Wrestler.
R-E-S-L-E-R.
Right.
What happens at Orizaba and Wrestler?
The streets can join.
$20 of food here. If you can call us up now and guess who our new sponsor is. 544-5876.
That's right. 544-KTSM.
Jeff verified. This is real.
It's real?
It's real. It's got food all over it.
Yeah.
We haven't given these away in quite a while, and I'm going to have to tell Lorena, somebody's going to win this and bring it in here. But the clues are Wrestler and Orizaba. What happens at that? That's actually a location, because the street of Wrestler has an intersection. This is too many clues. You should be able to guess this. And right through there goes this Orizaba thing, and there's somebody at the corner there is becoming our new sponsor.
Ah.
Should I give them one more clue? Should I wait till next week?
Well, they can go on Google Maps and figure it out.
They probably could, so I'm not going to say a word. 544-KTSM, give us a call. You win that thing there. Okay, Jeff Romney, we got all kinds of stuff going on here about the Museum of Archaeology. We had Anasazi going on, but you go ahead and name the four groups. How many groups of pottery? How many cultures?
Well, let me just back up just a hair, if I may. The Puebloan tradition in the Southwest started around AD 800, in the 800s. And that's when it really took off. And when we say Puebloan traditions, we're talking about the multi-story above ground structures like what we think of today, the Pueblos, you know. The
Taos, New Mexico.
Yeah, that type. And pottery.
The teak was built out here, too.
Sure.
They had a double-story thing going on.
Sure. Pretty much all the Puebloan peoples have that tradition. Sometimes they use stone, and sometimes they use mud, and sometimes they used a combination. Pottery first appeared in the Southwest sometime between AD 200 and AD 500, and we assume that the Mogollon people may be the first people in the Southwest to start producing ceramics, and that knowledge probably came out of Mesoamerica further to the south. So around AD 860, we start seeing the Chaco phenomenon come up.
And that's Chaco Canyon in New Mexico?
Correct.
Kind of like in the upper left-hand corner, but not quite.
Yeah.
Or middle corner. I don't know, in the middle.
And that was really the first big boom, if you will, of Puebloan culture. That's where it all really began.
They built a heck of a city up there.
It's something else.
Yeah, they had a lot of great houses that they built in that canyon and in the surrounding areas. It was really quite a phenomenon.
They just showed up and they knew how to build that stuff.
Well, it's a mystery in a lot of ways, but yeah, it just, for some reason, just really took off.
And north of there in Aztec, New Mexico, about the same thing happened.
Yeah, after Chaco kind of fell into decline, the power shift went up into Aztec, but it's pretty much the same culture.
Well, the ruins up there are rock, correct? Or are they adobe also?
They are rock.
They are rock, whereas the difference, because they had, you know, I guess better tools and such up there in that sense, but down here where they had adobe...
Right.
Plenty of versus rocks, right?
Yeah, the Membres and the Casas Grandes or Jornada Mogollon people did a combination of mud and rock, whereas the ancestral Pueblo further north, the Anasazi, focused mostly on stone and some mortar in between.
Okay, back to the reality of your thought, though. These are the kind of potteries that you have in the Museum of Archaeology.
We do. We have ancestral Pueblo pottery or Anasazi pottery. We have different mogollón groups, specifically the Mimbres, Casas Grandes, and Jornada Mogollón. And we also have another group called the Salado. And we have a few pieces from another group called the Sinagua, which is different branches of an ancestral Pueblo. We need to remember that the Mogollón people were also ancestral Puebloan people because modern-day native tribes of the Puebloan tradition claim them as their ancestors as well.
So has any DNA chain been kept on that, or does anybody know?
There have been a lot of DNA studies, yes. Some recent studies show, for example, that Salado people and also Mimbres people went down and participated perhaps in the creation of Paquimé Casas Grandes area. So there was a lot of movement of cultures and peoples going on at this time. So black-on-white pottery is some of the first that showed up, as well as plain wares and corrugated wares up in the Anasazi area and also down here in the Mogollón area. The Mimbres pottery was about the same time as Chaco. You can see the black-on-white traditions. And we do have a few pieces of Mimbres pottery in our collection. I wish we had more, but the few pieces that we do have are pretty incredible.
Do you have any ones with a little dog carved on the handle?
Those are, we do have some of those, but those are El Paso polychromes.
Oh.
The ones
that... I've seen, you get the handle, the little tiny dog in the clay.
Yeah.
Good, cute.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff Romney, we appreciate what you're doing here. You got a question?
Yeah, I have from one of our listeners, Victor Lusano Guzman. He has he's asking about the firecracker Pueblo.
Okay.
Can you give us an update on that, or what's going on with that, or maybe some of the pottery that might have come from that area? Did they ever find anything?
Well, the firecracker Pueblo is part of the Jornada Mogollón tradition. The dates are around AD 1200, 1400.
Out there on 54, right? US 54.
Yeah.
And a firecracker site. Duh, that's the name, right?
There's a number of sites out there. That's not the only one. There's quite a number of sites out there. But, yeah, El Paso polychrome, chupadero, black on white, ceramics also come from there.
Can you look at a piece of pottery and tell which it is of all these things you're saying?
Well, I wish I was better at it than I am, perhaps, when it comes to the black on white traditions, because to the untrained eye, and I'm still learning, but the black on white traditions are so similar that it does take an expert to see them and the temper and the clays and different things like that to be able to know the difference, because they do look so similar. My focus has been more on Casas Grandes pottery in my studies. That's my forte.
That's your backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up in that neighborhood there. I have a quick question. If somebody did have a piece of pottery that they wanted to question or find out more information, who could they go to? Could they go to you, or do you know of is there anybody local, or are they out of the area?
Well, you know, we need to be careful. When we go on hikes or go on walks and stuff like that, it's not uncommon to come across pieces of pottery, and
guards, yeah.
On rare occasions, you actually find whole pots.
You really shouldn't dig them up.
It's actually illegal to do so.
Well, no, it's somebody who may have purchased it somewhere along the line from a collection.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, if they take it out of the desert, they're stealing the history, and there'll be no record of it.
Well, the rule of thumb is we would just ask people, if you find an artifact in the desert or in your backyard, it's best just to leave it where it is, because pottery is the number one thing that archaeologists mm-hmm. use to date a site, for example. And if we're stirring up the layers, it does not give a clear picture of
what it was.
Yeah, the dates and all that kind of stuff. So archaeologists can look at a site and just see the pottery on the surface and know what dates this site has. And they don't even need to excavate.
We take a break. Got a quick question?
Okay. We had years ago, a gentleman came up to Bernie and gave him a whole container, like a cookie container full of shards that came from Keystone Heritage Park.
Oh.
But he collected them as a kid.
And but they were probably on top and not the
original.
Yeah,
I mean, you still find them occasionally.
All right.
But it was filled in with backfill. So there's kind of that wonder on that.
People bring stuff into the museum all the time when we're open and ask us to tell them what they have. We do not do appraisals, however.
No. That's a whole different
Jeff Romney, Museum of Archaeology. We got to take some calls. We've got three lines. They're all lit up here.
Great.
Wait, somebody wants this Pepe's food. You ready, Melissa?
All right.
All right, well, what was the question? The two clues were
who's our newest sponsor?
A newest sponsor coming on in April. The guys, the clues are Orizaba and Wrestler going in order here. We've got Frank on line one. Frank, what's your guess?
Well, since this is a history show, How about that? It's that funeral home that's right there.
On the funeral home. No. But that's a good guess.
Dead history, though. I like
Frank,
that. Yeah.
Thanks for trying, Frank. Appreciate it. You take care. See you again. All right. We got Brian. I got to get rid of this one. Brian. Hey, Brian. What's your guess?
Hey, good morning. There's a State Farm right there.
Uh-huh.
By.
And what's the guy's name? You have time to look it up right now. Do you have it on your head? No. All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Stay there. We'll see if Albert knows what it is. Albert? Oh, I'm sorry, Brian. I knocked Brian off the air. Andrew, try to claim line two again there. Okay,
come back,
yeah. Albert, what you got?
Albert.
No! But thank you for
trying. That's his chain of
reference. Brian called back. I hit the wrong button, Brian. I should hit hold. I hit dump. So Brian calls back, and you're darn close there, Brian. We'll get to that in a minute. Got to take a break here, Andrew, right? Do that, and they can call us either on that clue thing with the Pepe's. And Brian, call back, guy. You were so close. And by now, Brian can look it up. Anyway,
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
This is Steven Jackson, co-host of the podcast All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartMedia in partnership with Showtime. Each week, my brother Matt Barnes and I, two NBA champions, sit down with the biggest names in sports and culture to have uncut and raw conversations. No BS questions, no BS answers. We get right to it with each and every guest. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, and it's easy to see why. Listen to All the Smoke on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. 20 years ago, when my mom had lung cancer, she didn't have many choices. But today, you do. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer, please visit standuptocancer.org/lungcancer to learn more.
Hey, it's me. You know, I lost my job, and I've just been having a really hard time lately. I'm actually starting to worry about myself. I found this app, though, called the How We Reach coaching tool, and it's helping me reach out to my friends for support. Anyway, I was hoping maybe you could come over after your shift. I just need someone to be with me right now and help me sort out what to do next. Let me know, okay? All right, thanks.
Visit reach.gov to download the tool today.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are we live everywhere now? Yes. Live into outer space? Hey, this is fun. Anyway, McGoffin Homes State Historic Site open by appointment. And give them a call. They may have a bigger thing going on down there. They do stuff on Saturday morning to get involved in yoga, this and that. Gloria Garza, and she is at 533-5147, the only house museum in El Paso. What do you got?
Well, I want to talk about Sunset Film Society returns to Artovino's Desert Crossing with a special drive-in movie and takeout dinner event. It's going to be held at Artovino's Desert Crossing parking lot Sunday, March 28th at sunset, and there'll be a full moon for that night, which makes it a perfect setting for the showing of the classic comedy romance Moonstruck, starring Nicolas Cage and Cher. Your host and film historian Jay Duncan will be on hand to share some great trivia and history on the movie. And so make your plans to attend, and you can go to make reservations by calling 575-589-0653 or visit the website sunsetfilmsociety.org.
We got Jeff Romney sitting here. We got to deal with the botched phone call. He's back. I got Brian back. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling back. You know, somebody guessed a funeral home across the street. Well, Brian, what are you doing here? You're in a wind tunnel. Turn left or right?
Ralph Dickerson.
Right. Yay! The new sponsor for this radio show is State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He is, thank you.
There we go.
He is a cousin of Jake. And you know where Jake comes from, right, Melissa?
He wears pants.
Khakis,
that's red. What it is.
And his name is Jake from State Farm.
That's
there you
right.
Go. But this is Ralph Dickerson. Okay, we made you work for that. Brian, I appreciate you calling back. You get yourself this coupon. Talk to Andrew about how we're going to get it to you, because the front door here is always locked and there's nobody. But I can meet you here. Andrew will tell you the options. But anyway, give him your particulars. Brian, thanks for playing, okay?
Yeah, you guys have a good one.
All right, thanks. This time I'll hit the hold button. Don't go away. Thank you very much. And Ralph Dickerson, great guy. 581, get this, 0000. Hard to forget that phone.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you forget that phone number? You could.
Well, it this depends week, on maybe. What day of the week it is.
Jeff Romney, we're about out of here. Got about 30 seconds. We're going to come back and talk about the various pottery items in the museum. And the reason they're in the museum is they represent the cultures of the people around here.
Right.
What was in El Paso primarily? Which pottery?
Well, this is a core area of the Jornada Mogollon people.
So you mentioned that.
El Paso Polychrome, Chupadero Black on White, and a few other types.
We'll talk about that after the break. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to do the news here. Melissa, you're not going anywhere, are you?
Nope, I'm coming back.
And
here.
Just a real quick thanks to Andrew in the control room, Andrew J. Polk. Monday through Friday, Talk El Paso Man takes the heat and gives it back.
He puts up with us. Yes,
Monday through Friday on KTSM. Thanks, Andrew. See you after the news.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.